Girls on the Money. Live frugally, save abundantly, invest intelligently. That's our guest motto on the show today. Welcome back to another episode of the Cash Kid Podcast, where we continue to build super financial skills. If you aren't, be sure to follow us on social media. Just search Cash Kid Podcast or on our website, cashkidpodcast.com. Cash Kids, we've got a special guest on the show whose story is inspiring and motivating to learn how to invest. Parents, there's an investing course for you to learn about as well. Listen up, the Cash Kid Podcast is underway. So, you got some cash, maybe from an allowance, or that money your grandma gave you for your 7th birthday.
Here you go, sweetie.
Woohoo! Thanks, Grandma! Whatever it is, what are you gonna do with it? Spend it, hide it away, or maybe invest it? Let's start learning how to make that money grow. Time to learn how to be a cash kid. Joining us today is Mrs. Mabel Nunez. Mabel Nunez is the founder and CEO of Girls on the Money, with over 60,000 on her Instagram page alone and 10,000 members on her Facebook group. She's a blogger and investing educator whose mission is to teach everyday people how they can intelligently invest too. Welcome to the show, and first off, tell us a little bit about yourself and your story.
Hi, Cash Kid. I'm very excited to be here inviting me. And I guess I can start with the fact that I wasn't born in the United States. I was born in an island in the Caribbean called the Dominican Republic. And I moved to the States when I was 9 years old. And from a very young age, my parents always taught me the importance of, you know, saving money and, you know, being careful with credit cards, things like that. But it wasn't until I went to college, my last year of college, my senior year, when I discovered the stock market and investing, and I, you know, fell in love with it and became obsessed with it. But, you know, it wasn't something that I learned at home. I learned it when I was already in school. But I'm very grateful and blessed that even though I didn't know how to invest from a young age, I still kind of knew the basics of personal finance from my parents. I grew up in a very poor household because we were immigrants, so we had limited resources and things like that. So we had to kind of make do with what we had. And then later on, when I, you know, made my own money and started investing, I discovered, you know, this whole new world. So that's kind of how things started off.
That's really interesting. Tell us about Girls on the Money and why you started this site.
So I started Girls on the Money because when I started to invest and I became obsessed with it, like I said, I noticed that a lot of my friends, my female friends, weren't into investing, or they found investing intimidating, or they thought it was too complicated. And most of the people that I would talk to about stocks and funds will be my male friends, my guy friends, because they were the ones into it. So I thought, you know, there was a disconnect there. You know, I wondered why weren't more women talking about investing? Why were they so scared of it? So it kind of like, you know, it was like a light bulb moment for me to, okay, I need to create a community or a platform that increases the confidence of women to start investing, or, you know, girls. Even though, like I say on my website, I don't discriminate if, like, you know, guys want to learn too, like, that's fine. I welcome them. But the majority of the people that I target are female.
Yeah. Miss Nunez, I love how on your site you talk about investing being your passion. That's how I started my podcast, as it was part of a passion project we were assigned at school. Why is investing your passion?
So investing is my passion because I guess it first started with my professor, my college professor that I mentioned before, my senior year. He kind of explained to us how anybody with any income can become a part owner of, you know, major companies, you know, like the McDonald's, the Apples, the Microsoft. So I was like very impressed by the fact that, wow, like me, like an average person, you know, with an average salary or whatever at the time, that I could become a part owner of this company. So first it started with that, you know, with just that idea of, you know, it just changed my mindset in terms of what was possible for me as a, you know, a female and an immigrant and somebody with limited resources. So then after that, when I started investing and I realized, how successful you can be if you know how to do it, if you select high quality funds and stocks, when I started to see my money grow and I was, it was even better, it was even a bigger passion for me. So it kind of grew from that, like from first, from just the idea of becoming an owner of companies. And then after that is like seeing how it actually worked and how you can grow your wealth doing so.
Yeah. Tell us about the training courses you offer through your site, Grows on the Money.
So I'm glad you said that because I want to emphasize that the what I teach through my investing bootcamp is investing specifically. So as you know, Cash Kid, I'm sure you know this, there's a difference between trading and investing. So, day trading and things like that, I don't really get involved in because I feel like it's like gambling in my opinion. So what I teach is an investing bootcamp that teaches people how to select high quality stocks and funds, and then just hold on to them for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and then just grow your wealth that way. That's the type of investing that I believe in. And that's what I teach my students and clients. So my class is just 5 weeks and we just go over the basics, everything from, how to open an investment account all the way through how to do your research to select high quality investments. So it's pretty much like long-term investing.
Yeah. What do you feel is the greatest misconception or crux people have or face when it comes to investing?
So I think there's a lot of misconceptions. I think one of them is that you need a lot of money to do it and you don't, especially in this day and age. Like back in the days when I started investing, I want to tell you around 2008. I don't know if you were even born at the time, but back in those so that's back in those days, you needed like a minimum amount to start, like either like $5,000, $1,000, whatever. But fast forward, now in this day and age, you don't need any, any minimum to start. You can start with $100, with $50, whatever you want, whatever you can afford. So that's one thing that people think they need like thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars to invest. And that's not true. And another thing that I think is a misconception is that investing is difficult, that you need a financial advisor to do it, or you need somebody from a bank to work you through it. And it really isn't. It's just like a skill that you can learn. And it's very, look at you, you're doing it. And you're a kid and you're being, exactly. So anybody could invest. So that's another big misconception. You don't need a bank, a financial advisor. You don't need all this money. You can just be in your house, open an account, deposit $50 and get started.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have some friends and they know about what I do and they go, I have like $100, what can I do to invest? And because they're like, when I look at all these companies, they're like $100-something, and so I don't think I have enough. And I'm like, you can buy partial shares, and it's never too early or too little money to start investing. You can always start.
I love that, absolutely.
Also, how has learning to invest changed your life and those of your students? Do you have any examples you can share?
Sure. So my life, I always like to share that my life changed a good amount of time of saving and investing my money consistently to myself. Hey, I want to pursue my own business. I want to do my own thing. So being able to have investments and savings in the bank allowed me to, launch a business without having to worry about how I'm going to pay my bills or be desperate for clients or things like that. I didn't want to be in that position. So investing for me has given me the freedom and flexibility to pursue my dreams. And that's something that I tell my students, like, hey, even if you don't know for sure where investing is going to take you, it doesn't just have to be retirement. Maybe one day you want to travel the world. Maybe one day you want to start a business. So you don't know where investing is going to take you. So for me, it's just that freedom. And for my students, I've heard from a lot of my students throughout the years that they've have become passionate about investing too. And they started their own consulting businesses. Some of them became like financial therapists, which I think is so impressive. Like they've been motivated through like my courses to either launch their own kind of like businesses in the realm of finance, or also like pursue other dreams that they had, small businesses or side jobs and things like that. So it has given them also that flexibility to pursue their own independence. So that's, I think those are the major things that my students have been able to share with me.
Yeah, let's talk about kids investing. It's my mission to educate my generation earlier in life the financial skills they need before they go to college and start making money, to know what to do with it. What are your thoughts on kids my age being offered more financial course options and the need for greater financial education?
I agree with it. I think it's so important. And I think, and I I'm so glad that you're doing it. Maybe your parents are teaching you. Maybe you learned it in school. But I think it's so important that the sooner the better, even though, like you said, you know, before, it's not too late. It's never too early to start. The sooner you start, the better. If you're getting this education from a very young age, your odds of being a millionaire, you know, in your, you know, 40s or 50s are exponentially higher because, you know, the more time you had ahead of you, the better for your money to grow and compound. And I wish more schools made that a requirement. I know there's some laws in the works to make investing or personal finance requirements in schools, but it's not standard in the United States. Like my own example, like I didn't learn about investing until I was a senior in college. Like imagine that you are like, you know, in elementary school, whatever, and you're already into it. Like imagine waiting until you're in college or even after college, after you have a job, a 9-to-5 job to start investing. So even though it's never too late, like the sooner you begin, the better. And I think that there should be more resources to have kids, you know, get started.
Yeah, I bought my first stocks over 2 years ago and I have a list of more I want to buy. I use an app called Greenlight currently to purchase stocks. What other ways do you know that preteens and teens have in being able to start investing?
So I wish there was more resources, to be honest. Greenlight, I just recently learned about it. And it's a great platform. I wish there was more, to be honest. I think the only, the other option that I've heard of is Fidelity. They have a youth account, but I think you have it's kids from 13 to 17 that qualify for that. So, you know, I guess in teenage years. And besides that, like custodial accounts, like you have to have your parent kind of link to the account. Like you can open a custodial account. Like any parent or guardian can open a custodial account for any kid with any broker like Fidelity, Schwab, Ally, E-Trade, whatever it's out there. It's only that the parent's name is going or the guardian's name is going to be attached to the kid's name until they turn 18 or 21 and then it becomes their account.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give my generation when it comes to learning to invest?
So I guess the advice I would give, if you're of reading age, start reading books about investing, find books that are easy to read, I guess, because some of them are like overly complicated. So find books that are easy to read, you know, have your parents, kind of guide you. If your parents don't know about investing, like maybe, have them take a class and then teach you or take the class with you. Shameless plug, like my bootcamp, I have a bootcamp about investing. So, you know, obviously everybody's welcome to check that out. But also there's other classes out there. So if the parent doesn't know about investing, just encourage them to take the class with the kid or on their own and then teach them. And then, like I said, books, read books, maybe listen to podcasts that are kid friendly that also talk about investing. That's also another option. And then encourage them to explore like companies that they are into that could potentially be good investments. But just remember that not all companies that we know and love make profitable investments. And you have to make that distinction. But always it's fun to explore like, oh, I have an iPhone. Like, is Apple a good investment? Or I like to eat at McDonald's. Is McDonald's a good investment? So kind of explore those kind of companies with your child. Keep it in mind, like, okay, is this actually going to make me money? Because that's the whole point of it. But it's fun to like think about companies like that.
Yeah, I totally agree. We always like to ask our guests if you have any book recommendations for our audience.
Sure. So one of my favorite authors for investing basics is Peter Lynch. So he has some really good books that are simple to read about investing. I'm also an author, an investing author. I can show you a couple of my books there on Amazon. They're very easy to read. So this one is Investing Mini Lessons for Beginners. My name is on there. And this is Stock Analysis 101. So these are very simple, very easy to read books that you can check out, like any age, teenagers, kids. And they just make investing just accessible. But they're, like I said, Peter Lynch is also an author that I like that makes investing you know, kind of simple to understand. Because there's some books out there, like when I started investing, they were too complicated. They would talk about retirement accounts or like things that I'm like, they went over my head. So you, when you first start, you want to start with books that are easy and simple to read, and then you can build from there.
Yeah. Is there anything we haven't asked you that you would like to share with our audience?
No, I loved all your questions. I just want to encourage your audience, either parents or kids alike, that investing is for everyone. Investing doesn't take a lot of money. Investing doesn't have an age limit, especially in this day and age. So just start. Like, even if you have just $50, just start. Like, that's the whole point. I always believe that action breeds confidence. So the minute you take action, you're going to be more confident about starting your investing journey. And just make it fun. Like, I'm serious. Like, the odds of being a millionaire at a very young age are exponentially higher if you start investing young. So, you know, just get started.
Yeah, Ms. Nunez, we appreciate your time and your expertise. You can follow Mabel Nunez on Instagram at Girls on the Money and check out her website, girlsonthemoney.com. where you can check out the investing courses she offers for beginners. Thank you for joining us on the Cash Kid Podcast and boosting the financial knowledge of the fellow Cash Kids everywhere. As we say on the podcast, anyone can be a Cash Kid, just have to learn how to become one. Cash Kid, out.
The information presented represents the views and opinions of the guest. This podcast does not intend to provide personal investment advice. This content has been made for informational and educational purposes only. To make a full and informed investment decision, we advise you to speak with a financial advisor. And for kids, definitely your parents first before investing.
Another Sound Off Media Company podcast.